fight, throw sticks at each other and pepper spray each other.
We'd be fighting like 14-year-olds.
Hey, if this they show up, leaving. Dude, if they show up to the park, they're getting pepper sprayed.
This dude's leaving. Gardini,
you can be a milk boy. You can go around with milk and pour it on our eyes after we get pepper sprayed by the Rock fans.
I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
If people are leaving like Fast and Furious, be like, he fucking did it again.
I can't believe he
Hold
did
up.
It again.
What the fuck did that guy say about them? What the fuck? You fucking idiots.
Yeah. I literally, in the video, I was like, I'll beat the fuck out of the Rock. And there's a bunch of comments like, yeah, right. You could never.
Dude, these are all 12-year-olds.
Yeah, well, I'm battling them now. Me versus the Rock fans.
You know, I was thinking of like 30-year-old dudes.
No, I
like,
think they a lot of them are. They're just fucking. I mean, it's probably me versus the boys, dude.
I think they're the. I think you're with fighting the boys. I think you're fighting the boys.
I think
dude.
I'm fighting the boys with a syndrome.
Yeah, you're fighting the boys.
They're like, what did he say about the Rock?
People talk about the big voting block. That's the money, dude.
Rock fans or people with the boys? Well, there's a Venn diagram. I mean, there's a Venn diagram. Thick Venn diagram of has Down syndrome and loves the Rock.
Yeah, you get in with them, dude. Cena did it.
Imagine though, for real, if you did have
the men's U.S. soccer team just lost, and one of the lady comics walked in and was like, "The men's team lost. They suck. I guess they still get paid more than the women." And I was just the one guy who's like, "Well, it's because they're not as good." and there was one guy in the room with me that was like, "Don't do it." That was Kyle. Kyle was sitting next to me going, "Why are you doing this?" And I was like, "Hold on a second."
Had to be done.
You were
argue.
Trying to warn him yeah. not to say.
He was like, why, "Don't you
but
don't
why
need to
not?
Do this."
It's like he is our Jim Kelly.
We were in the wrong class. Room for it.
Well, why?
Because it was just.
Was
10,
it a bunch of women?
Yes, and even the guys were women.
Oh.
Yeah.
The whole group, every single guy in there was like, "Well, women are just as good at sports."
Yeah.
I was just like, "You pussy, you never played sports."
Once yeah. you see a bitch get CTE, I have respect.
I think they're born with it.
Yeah. Me and Shane aren't talking.
We're pissed.
We're locked in Mortal Kombat.
I don't know if you've noticed. I haven't talked to Matt once.
Yeah, yet. We're not. Me and him.
You guys had that whole shoe thing. That worked.
No, that we
no,
weren't
no,
talking
no,
to
that,
each other.
That's just showbiz, dude. We put it on for the camera. Yeah. We hate each other right now.
Yeah, golly. Matt's mad.
He beat
I won
me
the
in
tournament.
A fucking,
I won the best podcaster comic right, tournament.
He beat me in the Retard's Choice Awards, dude.
Dude, you want to know something?
What?
I voted.
You voted? I knew you would. I saw it. I went, I'm not going to hit the button.
Then we watched Gladiator. Got in an argument with a comedian named Mike Turner. He was sitting there. He's trying to trash it.
Gladiator?
Yeah, he was trying to trash Gladiator.
What were the points?
He's saying it was too long. I don't know. He's made me sick.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's like chick shit.
I didn't want to say it.
It's fully
yeah,
chick shit.
That's saying a movie's too long is for girls. That's girl yeah. stuff, dude.
He said he was like, Top Gun was the best movie I've ever seen.
That's probably also long. Is that not long?
Well, it's long, but it's also you'd have to be simple.
Speaking of bad guys, what's going on with that prick Pat McAfee?
Yeah, what the hell?
What the hell, dude?
What a prick.
How well do you know
I know him pretty well.
Yeah.
He's a jerk.
Let me see what I can let me see
I'd
I
like
can,
to stomp him yeah, in Las Vegas WrestleMania. I'm gonna beat the fuck out of Pat McAfee.
I mean that would honestly be awesome.
I actually have to open the Strait of Hormuz again though.
Oh,
true. Yeah, fucking they closed it, so I can't go to Vegas.
True. Don't get me started on him. I was beefing him.
Matt,
he kissed my wife's hand.
Buster
Ryan. But although that's being a gentleman for sure. I can't deny that.
For a hooker, if a hooker gets me, she's like, all right, you know what? It's a good day at work.
Yeah. True. You're not like beating him and killing him. And
yeah,
stuff.
I'm not like no offense, Lemaire, but like if Lemaire shows up, she's like, oh, here we are. This is my job.
How can he take offense
fuck?
To that?
That's crazy.
The fuck?
You didn't need to say that. How can you take offense
no
to that?
Offense, Lemaire.
You're a handsome guy.
Yeah, dude. Hookers
you are a
would love
guy.
To have
I'm
sex with you.
Lemaire. You're hot.
You can't take that back now.
I'm mad because he didn't like Iron Claw. He trashed me publicly.
What do you mean?
I said Iron Claw 10 out of 10 on Twitter, and then Lemaire.
It was in public, it was a private conversation.
It was crazy. Oh, it was crazy. Fuck, he came Lemaire? At me publicly.
Did he really?
Yeah.
With the king of beef?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
He wants Lemaire, a podcast for.
The king of beef, dude. You best not miss if you come for the king.
That's beef.
I'll tell you
bro.
What, that would piss me off.
What?
If just another comedian was like, shut the fuck up.
Dude, it's crazy.
I'm going to never forgive him.
He was on his heels about Legion of Skanks, too. He was like, what the fuck? Why aren't you guys booking me on Legion of Skanks? There was You guys have been beefing for a while.
We really did bend the knee to LeMaire way too many times at this point.
Did you put him? They put you on Skanks.
We did put him on. Yeah, it was great.
Damn.
LeMaire's the man. But you were tweeting at him saying, what the fuck? Why am I not on?
How'd you feel?
Like, let's go.
Did you respect that? That seemed like you respect that type of move.
I like LeMaire.
Yeah.
Sometimes just a closed mouth doesn't get fed. Squeaky wheel gets the oil, baby boy.
True.
You know?
How do you procure the hookers?
I'll say this about Shannon.
Yeah.
The funniest thing to me about Shay Shay defending himself was being like, you only have a 30-second video. Release the full 10 minutes. It's like he was like, I didn't fuck for 30 seconds. I fucked for 10 minutes. Put the whole sex tape out.
He's on a mission for like some male sex award. He's been talking about this for years. Like, I'm a deep sea fisherman. I plumb the depths. He's like always talking about his dong game.
It's a dangerous world. Eventually you get caught up.
Yeah, man. You gotta, you know. Dude, I was reading
it's the high seas.
True.
You know what I mean? You can't be deep sea fisherman.
You can't be, man. It's gotta be, you know. He's too old for that, dude. I read it. Articles now, they include internet comments. One of them I was reading on The Root. Did you ever read that publication?
Yeah.
The Root. It's usually it's a lot of it's like clickbaity stuff, but one of the
It gets me.
I'm
back, by the way.
You're back.
I'll let you finish. I'm back though. I'm back in my
right wing king. Right wing king.
Saw Sinners last night. I'm back.
Dude, the funniest takes, one of them was, you know, you have like the whole situation going on, and then it's like one of the top takes is like, no way, like a BM will allow a WW to talk to him this way. Never allow a BW to talk. It's like just someone was pissed being like, they'd never let a black woman talk.
They're using the Gerby's terms?
A BW? BMs will let WWs talk to them however they want, but they'll never let a BW talk to them like that. And it's like, dude, that's your takeaway on this?
I haven't looked into anything about it at all.
Other than
I just saw a little bit of Shannon defending himself. But at least it just cracked me up being like, it wasn't 30 seconds, dude.
Yeah.
It was 10 minutes.
Or just be also like, release the full tape.
We can all relate to that.
Release the full tape. It's like, bro, come on, man.
He wants tape.
I mean, I get it. If you're painted in the corner, that's a bad corner to be painted in, but it's a phone
call. Aren't they all calling one of the girls on ESPN a whore?
Who?
Yeah.
Who called?
No one's saying shit about Shannon Sharpe's out here putting out sex tapes. What did Skip get fired for? He was being a horny ass. Oh.
Yeah.
I saw Skip do that debate about LeBron. He looked like he was going to get gangbanged.
Nah, Natty. I'm all Natty and I'm chill too. I'm Natty and I got the chill to prove it.
No, and then your wife called me and was like, Shane, I'm scared. And
I actually believe that.
I was like, just hang in there a few more. He's going to be all right soon. I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to get him off the juice.
I could believe that.
I came to his house to get him off the juice. He was shirtless in the garage. I was like, oh, it was dark in there too. I was like, what the fuck are you doing in here? He was gloving, jacked. He was like, get the fuck out of here, pussy. I'm gloving. Go hang out with your fucking
wow
slider friends. Now, that's not a word we would use, but...
I was on the juice,
but he was juiced up. That was... We're making fun of somebody. You don't have to fucking time stamp it. Fuck it. I wish I want to tell that story about... never mind. It's a Lev personal story.
Yeah, true.
Making his girlfriend cry. It was one of the funniest stories I've heard. Fuck. I want to tell it. I'll tell it. I'll tell it and then text him, and if he says no, we can edit it out. But he gets a lot of guff for being heavy. And he said one time he ate so much that he made his girlfriend cry. And I guess, what happened, guard dog?
I think he got 2 foot-long from Subway.
Well, yeah, they were in the middle of an argument about him having to be healthier.
Yes.
And in the middle of the fight, he had just ordered 2 Subway footlongs.
And they arrived.
And arrived, and he sat down and grubbed 24 inches. 0.67 yards of subs.
Of hoggy.
Of hoggy.
Of hoggy, yeah. Right in front of his babe.
They're Buffalo. Subway's Buffalo chicken.
Dude, Subway rules. Everyone tries to shit on Subway. It's great.
Fresh. Subway smell still fucks me up. I used to crush Subway.
Subway's great.
You know, we're all trying to get back in shape on the child predator diet back in the day. But dude, I used to crush their foot-long Buffalo chicken sandwich. on the cheese,
sweet onion
cheese roll.
Chicken, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I would go buffalo chicken on the cheese, whatever, toasted cheese roll, and it was like, yeah, motherfucking damn it.
Yeah, I doubt Lev wants us to air that out.
Did he eat 2 feet? Because
that's a truly devastating story.
I mean, it's a beast move. That's frame,
he probably
bro.
Won't care, but...
That's holding frame, though.
That's
so you got to lose dominated. Weight. It's like, watch me eat 2 fucking feet of hoagies, dude. Almost a yard.
Yeah.
It's the longest yard. Just
for real, the longest yard. Your babe crying.
My dad was a...
Dude, if I grubbed so hard that my woman left the room crying...
Such an... We can only aspire. We can only aspire. Well, I still operate under the assumption that like it turns women on when you eat like all your food really fast. Anytime I'm at a restaurant and I crush my plate, I'm like, yeah, I'm already done. This lady's so horny right now.
Everyone's horny. I just ate fucking 70,000 calories.
I don't know why in my head I'm like every time I crush just like a breakfast, like a I'll get like a double breakfast where it's like a, you know, classic eggs, whatever, potatoes, bacon, and like a side dish. Just smash both and be like, yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Go ahead, babe. Take this away from me. Sorry, but you see the ring.
I don't know if you're wrong.
I think I guess it could.
I think it depends on the dish. If you sit down and smash a cake, they're going to be not too pleased.
Yeah, I'm like, that was yummy.
Oh, yeah, ice cream. That's another one.
Yeah.
2 Subway footlongs.
That's like 150 grams of protein.
It's fucked up.
God, that makes me so hungry right now.
I know. I am pretty hungry.
I did decadent weekend. The last place I was in doing stand-up, I kept crushing pizza. San Antonio kept crushing pizzas before the show.
That's nice.
Couldn't stop it. I was.
What type is that?
Via 313. Detroit style.
Detroit style is fucking
Detroit style
great.
Is so fucking good. And then this is actually a bit... this maybe could have made Bay cry. I also got a rotisserie. I got a rotisserie chicken while the Uber Eats was coming and just laid like a huge... topping of rotisserie chicken on the pizza. It was just crushing it backstage. It's
that
so
would,
good.
That would make a Bay proud.
I think so, too.
Yeah, they'd be hyped on that.
They'd be like, damn, you're definitely hitting your macros today.
Ingenuity. She's a handyman.
I yearn for another Detroit style with a tiss on top.
Detroit
style with
it,
a
I
thick
yearn.
Layer of tiss, man. It's so fucking good. It's stand-up fuel.
Lev said it's okay.
Yes. Obvious beast.
He is a beast. I've never seen someone that doesn't care more.
Yeah,
about
yeah, I love heavy.
And he talks shit to everybody. He's very funny.
Animal.
He's a nasty fuck.
I must have met this guy. I never.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not a name.
But you weren't really that much in New York.
Oh, he's a New York guy.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I thought this was a mothership brew.
No, he's not a mothership brew. Maybe.
What an animal, dude! He's just in the Big Apple, just crushed.
The Big Apple. He became the Big Apple.
King Kong. King motherfucking Kong.
Yeah, it's a good group chat.
Ticking out. That's the
hang
move.
Around Charlie.
Just fully ticking out and just getting just gaining tons of weight is the fucking move.
I was playing. We played Halo. Me and him would play video games together. Mm-hmm. And one night it was like 3 a.m. We're playing Halo, and he's like, "I'm kind of hungry. I think I'm gonna get a chicken parm sub." And I was like, "Dude, just go to bed.
Yeah,
it's 3 a.m. Let's just go to bed. You do not need to order. You need to stay up until 5."
Yeah.
Like 4 to get that parm sub. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I was jealous of the man's freedom.
I know. True.
I wish I was willing to go, yeah, fuck it, parm sub, 3 a.m.
The wake-ups.
Sober.
The wake-ups, tough.
He was sober hitting these orders.
Oh, I mean, look.
He's
a
legend.
That's such a beast, man.
And he had a motorcycle.
Did he really?
And he gained 500 pounds, and he drove a motorcycle.
That is like, dude, I just found out.
Pig on the hog.
No, dude, we're being mean to the sweet Lev. Nah.
Dude, I just found out. Apparently, that's the only time pythons. My nephew is a bit of a snake man. He's got a python.
Yeah, watch that.
Yeah, dude, he's got.
Kanye's nephew was a bit of a snake man.
That was his cousin, dude.
Oh, yeah, true.
This is just his cousin. And, closest cousin. he was saying, so like the anaconda, you can like, or python, sorry, I don't want to cause a stir in the reptile community, yeah. But he was telling my brother, like, yo, you gotta chill, you can't pet him when the only time a python gets aggressive, it's when it's digesting its food.
Yeah.
So like when they eat and they just have this giant fucking knot in their stomach.
Defend itself at that point.
Yeah, they will. And my brother was like, dude, it'll be fine. And the fucking thing bit my brother. It scared the shit out of him.
That probably hurt like hell.
Yeah, he said it didn't hurt as bad as you think because they only have teeth. Pythons have teeth in the back of their mouth. But it did leave a mark. And he's like, bro, I